Okay, so let's head right in with this mini course and start with the personal dynamics that we operate within our minds. This particular module, we'll keep it brief, but it's about how the mind works inside your head. And without understanding this, you can't really get an appreciation of how your brain can grow, how you decode the experience that you operate within, and what actually reality is. We tend to set up what we call a perspective reality within our mind, and this is a reflection of all the unconscious conditioning we've had across our lives. It's things that we've picked up from parental influence, educational influence, relatives, political, cultural, religious. These structures, nationalistic structures, all of these things make up the mind. And we look through a filter that we think that is all that there is. But in fact, it's a very small proportion of what is. In fact, we only have access to 0.0035% of the electromagnetic field. This means we're looking at the universe, the world around us, through a little keyhole and a massive, massive room or world behind it. But we're trying through mental filters of generalization, distortion, and deletion to cope with all that information. And it's really filtered through into the brain so the brain can get this view of what the world is, and we can base our beliefs and views around this. But it doesn't make them right. It just makes them something that we've adopted unconsciously until we awaken. And there is two sides to this. There's the first side, which is the first birth of the mind and the body, and then the second birth is the spirit. And if we're in the first birth, we see the world in a certain way. As I said, it's all adopted patterns, and we think that is how we identify ourselves. And usually we're in something called an inauthentic social identity. This means that we operate within the identity of what we do for a living, how we see ourselves as far as our political structures are concerned, how we view the world. And every time we get compromised or we get come up against what we call the buffer of our comfort zone, we start to use particular psychological mechanisms like doubt, delay, denial, and distraction to stop ourselves growing. And this doesn't allow us to navigate the world very well. In other words, we don't have what's called agile thinking. And agile thinking is that second birth. It's where we start to unpack all the thoughts that we've had and start to question with deeper, better quality questions of why we're having these thoughts. Now, when we talk about deeper, better quality questions, you know, most people go, well, you know, I asked better quality questions. But really, this is a technique to itself. It's very much a therapeutic technique where we start to ask the why behind the why behind the why behind the why and try to find the source of what we think and why we think it. It is quite intensive. It takes us through a lot of barriers that we've got, a lot of limitations, which can be, you know, a little bit disconcerting to start with, but it's only because we fear the unknown. And once we give up fearing the unknown, we can really start to get the better quality answers to those better quality questions. But we need to go through a certain system of understanding how those questions can be asked. They're very personal to ourselves, and usually what happens as a response to a better quality question is we say, well, I hadn't thought of it that way. Well, I didn't think about it in that way. And that really is the move in our minds to start to grow. The neuroplasticity of the mind does grow based on function, intention, and environment. So if you put your mind in the right place and you ask it to do the right things with the right intention, it will grow. And your mind is governed by a lot of patterns of thought, which are in the language patterns we use, which is we say, I can't, this is, it should be. Whenever those kinds of lines come up in our language patterns, our unconscious mind records that and creates that as a reality. So we have to be very careful of our language patterns. We use 15 to 16,000 words a day, and of those, about 5 to 600 are primary programming patterns that if we're not aware of, we can start to, you know, find that life doesn't turn out very well and we wonder why we're always a victim. We want to be a driver rather than a victim, and we don't really want to be a passenger. So in the next audio, I'm going to go through how we take what we've got in time, our personal dynamics, that's what's inside of our head, and then we go and we start to talk to other people. In other words, we calibrate who we are and where we are on the enlightenment path through how we talk to other people.